This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A powerful 7.4 magnitude earthquake shook southern Mexico on Tuesday, killing at least two people and damaging several buildings. The quake was centered near the Pacific Coast resort of Huatulco and was felt nearly 700 kilometers away in Mexico City, causing buildings to sway and sending thousands of residents into the streets. Much of the damage is minor, with broken windows and collapsed walls, but authorities say buildings collapsing caused both of the deaths. The state-run oil company Pemex said the quake caused a fire at its Salina Cruz refinery, which was quickly put out. At least 140 aftershocks have been felt. Geologists say southern Mexico, where four tectonic plates merge, is particularly vulnerable to strong earthquakes. An 8.0 magnitude quake hit the area in 1985. The United States has strongly condemned Monday's assassination of a team of five Afghan government employees, including two prosecutors, and demanded that authorities investigate the attack. The slain men were said to be part of a team working to facilitate the release of Taliban prisoners from government custody as part of a landmark U.S. agreement with the Islamist insurgent group aimed at ending nearly two decades of Afghan war. Zalmay Khalilzad, the American special envoy for Afghan reconciliation, offered condolences. He called for a full investigation and for justice for those responsible. Afghan officials said the victims were traveling to the Bagram prison north of the capital, Kabul, when gunmen sprayed their car with bullets during an ambush. The prison facility hosts a large number of insurgent prisoners. While the government has pointed the finger of blame at the Taliban denies responsibility. The attack is the latest in a series of high-profile assassinations in and around Kabul.